The Florida Senate has formally apologized for its long support of slavery in a resolution calling for reconciliation. The move was followed up in the House later in the day. Senators this morning quickly approved the resolution after hearing some of the history detailing the savage treatment endured by slaves in the 19th century and the reluctance of politicians in the last century to recognize the intolerance and mistreatment of blacks. Governor Charlie Crist called it significant that the Senate formally apologized for its long support of slavery.
I'm very, very proud that the Florida legislature has taken this significant step in healing and doing what's right, not only for the citizens of Florida, but setting an example for the country. It's just unconscionable that there could be that level of cruelty that might exist in the hearts of some. It's important for us to always remember, whether you're talking about slavery or the Holocaust or whatever tragedy it may be in human history, and learn from it, not forget it, and be reminded of it so that it doesn't happen in the future.
Florida enacted its first slave laws in the 1820s as a territory, and early political leaders in the state were some of the most vigorous defenders of slavery. In the 1850s, at a time when Florida's population was around 111,000, 44% of the population were slaves. After the Civil War, Florida's Constitution of 1868 guaranteed blacks the right to vote and abolished slavery in the state, but inequities remained. Florida Democratic State Senator Tony Hill.
For another human to treat another human like that is just really abominating. But today we tried to heal the wounds. We apologize for those nameless and faces of people that I probably would never even have an opportunity to even know about. So today was a great day in the state of Florida.
Inverness GOP Senator Charlie Dean said it was the right move by the state legislature.
It's a timely issue, it's an issue in times of feeling and concern for compassion for other human beings.